Can we go back then? If where are we on time? Are members happy to go on?
We have
sent
the team away.
Oh, we sent the team away.
Oh.
Hong Kong Island team have been dismissed. Sorry. all right. We move on then. Logo for the commission. Are we going to have presentation or briefing? We sent them away then. I'm sure we will have 28 views around the table on the logo. Oh, right. Test for our dual language capability. We're now moving into Cantonese. Please. Claudia, please. Thank you.
Commission members.
Oh, do you want to speak in Cantonese? You're welcome.
English is fine.
Okay.
So, again, Chairman, Vice Chairman, Commission members, and colleagues. I'm Claudia, Principal Information Service, Officer of the Creative Subdivision, Information Services Department. Thank you for appointing ISD to handle the logo design for the Commission. It is my great pleasure to be here to present our proposal to everyone on behalf of my department. Through the briefing session before we began the design work, I learned that this logo is going to replace the logo of the former Harbourfront Enhancement Committee. And a brand new logo with a unique image is required for the commission. For the image of the new logo, this is the logo of the former Harbourfront Enhancement Committee, also designed by our department some years ago. For the image of the new logo, I was briefed that some essential elements and feelings should be incorporated. This includes a feeling of the harbourfront, greenery, trees. We should see people. The overall look of the logo should be lively, cheerful and active. And we should see some buildings, preferably low rise. If possible, but not a must, imagery showing the partnership between public and private sectors. So apart from the above requirements, when designing a logo, we always aiming for the logo to be relevant to the subject, simple and symbolic, applicable, easily applied and reproduced, unique and original, able to achieve public awareness, recognizable. Consolidating all these requirements and criteria, my team and I have come up with 6 different designs. So let's have a look at the first one. We try to combine symbolic and colorful motifs together. As we can see waves, fish, people, greenery, sailboats, buildings, and even sunshine. So they are coming nicely together in a round shape, showing the harmonious merging of natural scenery and human activities. So this is the black and white version. I have mentioned application, so we have also considered the logo to be appear in mono color. I try to demonstrate it in black because normally we might take few copy in house or to place test ad in the newspaper. So this is the second one, a very strong image of the Bohemia. You might all aware that Bohemia is the flower of Hong Kong. So this logo is a very strong image of Hong Kong. So people and building are located at the central and the center of the flowers. They are supposed to be the pistils and the petals in different colors to represent waves, greenery, and the sunshine. This is another style, a very symbolic logo. We use just simple lines to form shapes and circles. And also we try to illustrate the scenic and harmonious feeling of an enhanced harbourfront. This is the monocolor. The fourth one, a merge of lifestyle and natural scenery in the shape of a wave. A very simple one. This is the black and white version. Again, we are trying to group up different motifs and drawings to form a logo, but this time we break them in an irregular shape, showing a very colorful, cheerful environment. And the logo is very free, black and white version. You can see HK CEC here. Option 6, a modification from the last version. The green landline and the waves have been slightly changed to a shape of two hands. We try to illustrate the partnership between the public and private, showing a public and the private join hands together to embrace the harbourfront. So this is the monocolor version. So that is all I have prepared to say. So any comments and questions?
Members, any questions? Maybe it's simple just to take a vote in a minute. and you don't have to like any. presumably we could reserve judgment on all of them if we wanted to. But any comments, Paul?
First of all, I had a question. We were going to do a logo design for the harbour, what's the status of that logo? Because that's going to be a symbol that's going to be in every signage pointing to the harbour throughout Hong Kong. It's going to be an icon. And it could be a possibility to incorporate that in whatever we're going to do. My second point would be on any of these designs, there's only one that has a boat in it, which is this one. So to me, all the other ones we can scrap, and this one with the boat is safe, on the basis that it's a harbour, and we have a harbour of life, which means there's going to be boats in the harbour. So any one that doesn't have a boat on it should stay. But if we want to stay in the line with the government's recent effort in updating the brand Hong Kong, then maybe we should just fine-tune slightly the existing logo that we have, and with a slight change in the wave. But that was sarcastic, sorry.
Nathan, do you want to update? Sorry.
Well, Paul is right. We're going to organize a competition on the Harbourfront local design later this year. And the current state of play is that CEDD is seeking the approval of the RHSD on the Engineering and Associated Consultants Selection Board. They've shortlisted a consultant, and they are seeking approval from this board for appointing the recommended consultant. And that consultant is going to organize that competition later this year.
Any other thoughts, members? Please.
Chairman, unfortunately, I found these six options, none of them will, I think, is applicable. And could we wait for the competition and hope we find some good one? And I don't think it's... Are we so urgent for a logo? If not, I think we could wait. Sorry to say that.
People happy to wait until we see what comes out of the competition? Yes? Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. I think we would prefer to wait on the competition, but thank you for all your hard work. Thank you.
Our pleasure, friend.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moving on, members, we're into AOB. I mean, you've got at the back of your files, or back with your papers, you've got a number of papers by way of background information. When you have time, worth catching up on that, particularly the work of the HEC and their ideas on public-private. That's all in the supporting information. Meetings in the future, and as we've run over time today, we may want to have an extra meeting. At the moment, the next meeting is 25th of October, and the meeting after that is 21st December. But having missed not having been able to deal with the North Point item, and we'd like some reporting back from the chairs of the new area groups as to what their agenda is, their priorities are, what they see as the resources they may need in addition to what they have already. Perhaps we could plan an interim meeting when we'll pick up, obviously, on North Point, but we could also have reports from the three new chairs on their programs for the next 12, 18 months. What do people feel? So we try something. We try and make it a relatively short meeting in September, mid-September. Give the chairs time to get their agendas together. Can we do that, Maisie? Sorry, have an extra meeting. But I think late October is too far ahead, or too late rather. I think we need to. My sense is that we need to gain some momentum, and we'll obviously do that through the groups. Right. And Maisie just reminded me one final item. West Kowloon Cultural District. We've had a regular, as the Harbour Enhancement Committee, we had a regular dialogue with them, and they asked us to provide commentators and provide views from time to time. And they've asked us if we'd like to continue to collaborate with them. I imagine the view is we would. I think we certainly want to know what they're up to. And we certainly, I think, need to, over time, to think how we integrate with them in terms of their plans, the ultimate plans for the waterfront, see if we can get some commonality. So again, back to this idea of a common approach to design and the like. So with your agreement, I'll go back to the West Kowloon Authority and agree that we will collaborate going forward. We'll probably have to approach two or three of you to be the collaborators, if we may. Thank you. Paul? Sorry?
On the AOP side, Chairman, I have, of course, a very long list of issues, but I will only address two. And the first one is in Central. I've been made aware by one of the restaurant operators on top of the IFC that the air vents for the central one bypass will become a smokestack on the open space of site 1 and 2. And they are seeking support for relocation of the air vents. And the second point that I'd like to raise is Yau Tong Bay. When Henderson announced their project during their annual report, or the AGM, they showed a photograph without any ships in front of the bay. So Yau Tong Bay is an enclosed water body in the harbour, and it's a unique space to water, but we don't have marina facilities. So I called them up quite angrily and I said, why don't you have a marina? And they said, because nobody supported them doing that on the side of the planning department and the land department, because it was too difficult. But I think that it will be an entirely missed opportunity not to have marina facilities in Yau Tong Bay. We have a great shortage of marina facilities throughout Hong Kong territorially, but also in the harbour. And we have definitely a shortage of sheltered water. This is a existing piece of sheltered water. And not to have these facilities in there will be a dramatic error. The developer said to me, I wouldn't mind, but I can't propose it. And he was quite offended that I thought that he was the one that made the mistake. So those are the two issues I'd like to raise that need to get some attention, Chairman.
Okay. And so they're all urgent because they're all in progress.
Well, perhaps the respective panels can pick those up. We'll make sure they do. Yeah. Thank you. All right. Anything else anyone would like to raise? So we'll target a meeting in September. Thank you all very much. Thank you.